Welcome to another episode of Spotlight On. I'm so excited because we have one of my favorites from the cast of Love & Hip Hop Miami. Stay tuned to AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Okay. If y'all want to know why I'm so turned up in the studio, it's because I have one of my favorites from the cast of Love & Hip Hop Miami. Malik is in the building, and I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. What's up, Malik?
Hello, how you doing, lovely?
I am wonderful. I'm so happy you came by. All-Star Weekend is crazy, yes. And you are here celebrating all the festivities, yes. And you came to sit down and talk to us, so yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, definitely.
So, what is going on? This season has been crazy. You've already made it to the reunion. So far, are you happy you made this decision to go on this show?
Yes, I am. I don't regret anything. I don't regret anything that I've filmed on this show. I think I opened my whole entire life up. And I got on this show because I knew someone would be touched by my story, and then they were possibly going through the same thing I'm going through. So I did it for a reason, for a good cause, I think, you know? And I think a lot of people are going to see a different outside of, you know, what they normally think of a gay male lifestyle.
Okay. You know? Now, did you have any, like, behind the scenes, like, cool friendships with some people? Because I think the number one thing that people say when they go on reality TV is that they were edited not to say what they really said.
Right.
So do you feel like there's been a moment like that so far where you weren't able to speak your mind correctly because they edited you out?
They let us go. You know, they let us speak. And every time I watch them, like, wow, I said that? Like, sometimes I'm like, they didn't take that out, you know? So they actually just let it go. I'm like, okay.
You've gotten caught up in the moment.
Yes, I've got caught up in the moment. And some things I wish I would have took back, I didn't say. But it's cool. It's real life.
Okay. So you had a moment in the show where you were trying to get with Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey's kind of cute. I can see how you could get caught up in the little smile, mm-hmm. You know. So how are you and Jeffrey doing right now?
Me and Jeffrey right now? You know how relationships get, you know. We have our moments, as every relationship has them. And, you know, situations happen, so...
So stay tuned what to the was reunion it, and see. What was it about Jeffrey? Was it about seeing the ex and you're like, you know what, he's looking kind of good, let me get back with him? Or were you really like thinking, you know, I messed up the first time?
You know, off camera, I ran into Jeffrey at an event in Miami, and then I saw him, you know, and you get those emotions back. You see your ex, you're like, wow, I really messed up. Like, I really need this guy in my life. So after that moment, I saw him. A couple of weeks went by, I just kept thinking about him, and I dreamed about him. I'm like, okay, God is telling me a sign. Let me hit this boy up. So, you know, I hit him up in a DM, and then he came over to the house, and we spoke, and then we didn't even know each other was going to be on the show. We didn't even discuss that. That wasn't even a factor. He didn't say nothing, and I didn't say nothing. So it was like 360 that we are liking each other again, and then we both on the same show and didn't know. Okay. So it was heaven sent.
Okay. So tell me about the show and... Like, okay, so what made you decide to, because at this point you know that people are going to see that you are out of the closet.
Right.
Now. So what made you decide to use this platform to do that?
Like I said, it's, you know, to touch a lot of guys growing up that, you know, that's going through what I'm, you know, still going through. I mean, even though, you know, I've opened up my life and I'm a little more free now, but I still have my moments, you know, because everything is still new to me. You know, it's not just your family and friends know about you coming out. It's the whole world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like I really, really knew that it was no other story like this on TV. Mm-hmm. And I knew that there's a lot of guys like me, masculine men, that like straight clubs and like being around beautiful women and dancing beautiful women in the clubs, and I confide all my trust into my, you know, my best friend girl, you know. So I knew it was a lot of guys like me that wasn't not so, you know, flamboyant it out, and you know, everywhere they go they say they're gay, you know. It's guys that, I mean, just very hidden and chill, you know.
Okay so by you hiding, I'm sorry, were you hiding it?
Yes, I was hiding it. Definitely was. I was hiding it. Some people can
and,
notice.
And there's something called a beard. So you, because I remember the first
Michelle
episode, you
was
had
my
the
beard.
Girl. Okay.
Michelle Pooch was my beard. So every time we walk in the club, you know, I was never asked, are you gay? So, you know, then I don't say anything, you know. So when they walk, when you know, whenever you see me walking in the club with her, they automatically thought we were a couple. We hold each other's hands. She has her arm around me. So they're like, "Oh, they dating?" You know. So that was a, you know, that's the look in Miami, that she was a bad chick in Miami walking through the clubs all the time.
So when you have a beard, do you have the conversation with her and let her know this is your position?
No, we never had that conversation. That's so funny. We never had the conversation like, "Listen, Ms. Michelle, you're gonna be my girlfriend tonight. You're gonna do this." We never did that. She just automatically knew, you know, he's still, you know, battling with it. So she never questioned me, and I appreciate her, you know, appreciate
it. But she knew that you were gay.
She knew that I was gay. We talked about boys and all that together. Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes I pick out her
guys. She was just being a friend.
Yeah, she's just being a friend. Yeah.
Okay.
Protecting me. Do you have one? You have a gay male friend? That's
I have a gay male friend, but I feel like they're scared to tell me or for.
Oh,
scared
really?
To have me to be a beard.
Okay.
I don't think they would ask me.
Right. It's kind of corny.
I don't know. I wouldn't judge you guys. I mean,
they hear you.
I love you.
Right. For who they are.
Yeah. I do. So tell me about some of the business things that you have going on, because I feel like that was one of the reasons you were kind of afraid to do
yes.
that. Or was it due to your family? What were some of the reasons that you were afraid?
The reason I was afraid, of course, was my job and my career. I think I built, you know, the platform for my lifestyle in Miami. And I, you know, like I said, my circle of business and friends was straight people. And I always thought, like, if I came out, I'm having this business meeting with this guy. If he knew I was gay, would he think of me differently? Signing this deal with him or repping his brand? You know, it just, you're just going mm-hmm. it different. And I felt that it was just, I was never asked, so why tell?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe they had some thoughts. You know, I never brought up women or liking women or this chick is bad and stuff like that. So maybe they had their thoughts, but they never questioned me. And I just always knew that, you know, one day I'm going to have to say something. And, you know, if Gianni Versace can do it, Riccardo Tisci from Givenchy, all these designers that are gay and they're living their lives, their best life, one day I have to do it.
So do you feel like there's been a difference so far from now that it's been on television? Has there been a difference?
Nothing changed in Miami. I still have the same relationships. My guys are actually in town from Miami hosting, you know, promoting parties. They're like, "Malik, your accent is still the same. In L.A. to Miami, you're still good. You're my brother." Like, and I am just like, why didn't I do this years ago? What the hell did I wait for?
Right.
You know, so, you know, I just, you know, it's all about timing, the right time.
So when did you know in your life, like, this was your lifestyle, would be to be in a male, in a relationship with a male?
I started switching over about around 21, you know, and I'm 32 now, so.
So you've been in a
relationship with women, sexual relationships
with women. And you just knew it wasn't for you?
At 21, it just switched. I don't know. It just switched. I was attracted to women. I love women. I grew up loving Chili from TLC, crushing her, Aaliyah. I mean, I had an obsession with women, and it just changed.
Was there a relationship that happened? Did someone persuade you?
Someone did persuade me, yes.
So you think it's possible to be persuaded?
It's possible to be persuaded. It was a client of mine. I had an athlete client that
was it to
me.
Get more money or what?
No, it just happened.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I don't want to get into X-rated detail. You know, it wasn't like, you know, we met, let's start dating. It was just, the situation happened and it just happened. I'm like, wow, what's going on?
Okay.
And I actually liked it.
Okay.
So it was like, okay, this is kind of weird.
But never before
before I looked at a man, never was attracted to a man, nothing. Growing up in middle school, high school, no, it was all women. I had the same girlfriend from like third grade to like eighth grade.
Okay. So how do you feel like, you were more afraid of your family's reaction or the public reaction?
Public. I grew up with a single parent, my mom. So I didn't have a relationship with my father, you know, and, you know, that was another thing, you know, like, why am I having these feelings? It's because I was raised by a woman and, you know, you know, you start thinking those different things. But, yeah.
Okay. So what do you feel like as far as like going back to the show?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like this is the platform for me to put this out there, or do you feel like this is a platform for me to become more famous in what I'm doing? What was the decision?
I did it, like I said, to touch lives and to help people to be inspired to come out to their families.
So the decision was to tell your story of coming out the closet?
Yes.
Okay, so you're happy with how everything's going?
I'm happy. I mean, everywhere I go, I could be in the grocery store. I have somebody's parent walking up to me like, you have my son. My son just came out to me yesterday. And when I'm out to, like, concerts and stuff, like, guys walk up to me and say how inspired they are. They want to tell their parents, like, this week. And they're like, you know, I guess they keep watching every week to get the strength to do it. And the DMs are flooded of guys that's still in the closet, even athletes and celebrities have DM'd me. They're in the closet. I guess, they're waiting on that moment. I said, give it time whenever you're ready. It's when you feel like being free. Don't force it.
Okay. I totally agree with that. Yes. Now, as far as, like, you saying that you kind of came into this, coming into your own at 21
yes.
when you were with your client. Now, do you ever feel like you could be attracted to a woman again? Because at one point you were attracted to a woman. I don't understand how you were attracted to women.
I know.
And then
it's
now you're not.
It's hard to explain. I know. It's no attraction at all. I can't even look at a woman and get turned on.
So you were never bi. It was just like, okay, I think women are beautiful. I think men.
Nope. It was never bi. It just switched over. And I've never looked at a woman and never been with a woman since 21. Isn't that crazy?
That
I know. Sometimes I question myself, but I know other guys are either like me, you know, somewhere that has the same situation going on.
So, okay, so this guy had to have had a very strong impact on you. Is he still a part of your life?
No, he's not, no. After the two times, you know, he lived a private life playing in, you know, NFL. And
was he underground, down low?
Yes.
So you both were hiding?
Yes. Okay. I guess that's why I made it so safe for him in private.
Okay.
Because I was afraid to lose my career being a fashion stylist then and all these athlete clients, and he played in the NFL, so it was like...
Now, that's a question for me as a woman. I want to know how the conversation starts for someone who is afraid to speak their, you know, sexuality and another person who is afraid as well. How did you guys... How were you able
speak
to...
speak on it.
How would you know?
It just happens.
So is it like a look in your eyes?
I think, I mean, of course you know them as a person. You know them.
But just like me and you, if we're attracted to each other, I would have to come on to you or you have to come on to me.
Right.
So how does it happen? Is it?
I think it's signals. I think we gave each other signals as I was, you know, and, you know, being with him all the time and shopping with him and having conversations. And the signals just came in one night. It just happened.
Okay.
And we didn't ask any questions. We didn't question each other. Then it happened again the next week.
Okay.
You know, and then we just, you know, it's just, you saw the person kind of being afraid. But, I guess they don't want to be too attached, you know?
But there was never a conversation where you better not say anything.
No,
or
never was.
Because
I think they already automatically
knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they feel safe. I'm saying they. But this person feels safe with who they do it with because they know that, I'm sure they, you know, they're protected.
Okay, so now at this point in your life that you're able to... be yourself.
And speak freely, yes.
How would you feel if someone that is not at the point you are and they're still hiding it and they were like, you know what, I don't want to be sitting in public with you. How would you take that right now?
Yeah, I've kind of, you know, I kind of like thought about that because I'm like, now everyone knows that I am gay and out in public, I'm on TV, and I still have straight friends, you know, and if their friends may see them that's straight out with me, they know that I'm a gay male on TV. Like, okay, is he trying to switch over? So sometimes I think about that. I haven't asked that question yet. So I'm going to see this weekend. This weekend is still in session. We're still going out and partying. You know, I'm doing crossover. I'm going to gay clubs. I'm going to straight clubs. You know,
okay.
I'm going to live on Sunday tonight. You know, so we'll see what my straight friends do. Are we going to take pictures together? Like, you know, how is it going to be the same? We're going to see. So I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
I'm still...
But none of your friends have ever ostracized you or anything like that?
Okay. They haven't yet. No, they haven't.
Okay.
Which is great, you know? And they're still texting me like, what's up, boy? Where you at? You know, it's still the same thing. So I'm just very, very happy. I'm in a happy place.
So you're comfortable now?
I'm comfortable now. Yes, I am.
So you can tell me everything. You can give me a little scoopies right now.
What do you need?
I want to know who you're dating right now.
I'm not dating.
Are you still with Jeffrey?
Me and Jeffrey, you know, like I said, we have our, you know, relationship situations happen, you know, happened. And, you know, we're probably on a little, you know, mad at you, I'm mad at you, you know, you mad at me situation. So we'll see.
Was it your fault or was it his fault?
It was his.
Okay.
It was his.
Okay, so you.
You know, I think too, you know, I'm going to be serious about this. The thing is that, You know, when you have a relationship, you know somebody for 8 years, and then you both get on TV, and then the fame comes, and all the attention, and the followers, and the Instagram. I think I was always afraid for us changing, you know, because we really, really know each other. Like, I know his dad, I know his grandma, he knows my mom. We have families involved in our relationship, and they support it. So I was always afraid that this fame and this TV would change us, and I never wanted it to change us. So I'm kind of on that feel, on that little line right now, like, is it changing who we are? Is it changing our relationship, the attention and all the likes and the comments from boys and women too, you know? So that's where we are. So I'm just trying to just step back and see how he's handling things. I guess he's stepped back and seeing how I'm handling things.
So now, was there ever a conversation that was had on a multiple like time basis where you heard from people in the industry some derogatory things that may have deterred you from coming out? Was there ever a point?
Yeah, my friends have lost their jobs.
Okay.
Their clients have fired them. You know, their clients have just stopped responding. Mm-hmm. They would not, you know, be so consistent when they found out they are gay, or if their stylist or personal shopper befriends their girlfriend or their wife more, and then she tells the athlete or tells the person they work for. You just see things start to change. It happens all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Because I think one thing that is a big issue that's been on your show is colorism and racism.
Yes.
Racism with Mara La Negra and Young Hollywood.
Yeah.
I just interviewed Young Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Yes. You don't like him?
I think he's a little snotty. He doesn't speak when he sees other cast members. Yeah.
Oh, really?
We were just going to New York, and we were at the same gate, getting on the same flight. And he walked up to Prince, spoke to him, and didn't speak to me and Jeffrey at all. You know exactly who we are. We're on the same show. You saw us at the premiere. So I think, you know, I don't know. Wow. I don't know if we haven't been introduced. I don't know what it is, but I don't know the guy, so I can't judge it.
Okay.
But the past two times from the premiere and then seeing us at the airport, he didn't speak. You know exactly who we are.
Wow, because a lot of people were saying in the comments that he was rude and all of that.
And a lot of other cast members have been saying that too, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So maybe there's a conversation to be had the second season. We'll see. Or does he have something, you know, against gay people? We don't know.
Oh, because he's also against, you know, colorism, racism. So now you may think it's something to do.
Yeah, I mean to walk up and you see Prince speaking to a couple that's on the show that's gay, and you walk up and you don't speak, like you don't see us, that's an issue.
Okay.
So we'll get into that.
All right. So the reunion was just filmed. Tell me about the things that you are going to be promoting on the second season, because we think you're going to come back, right?
Yes, hopefully.
Okay.
Yes, I've had some good meetings with them, so we'll see.
All right. So you got the skincare line.
The men's skin line. You know, my men's skincare line.
Okay.
I'm so excited. I'm like doubling my words. I'm so excited about it, guys. Sorry. So my men's skincare line is coming out. I think the inner spring is so needed for men. Like the discoloration of men's skin, black men's skin, the dark spots, all the dark spot correctors, the charcoal facial wash we need, all these things. I get compliments on my skin all the time, and men always ask me, like, wow, you use a regular ratio every day, and your skin is so smooth, no bumps. I'm like, so let me take the ingredients that I've been using and make my own product. It's about owning products now, man.
Okay.
Yes.
And also, so how did you get into the industry? Was it through fashion or through music?
Through fashion. I was a fashion stylist and personal shopper for 8 years to athletes and celebrities in Miami. I started out when I was 19. And
have you ever dated one of your clients?
Yes, I have. Two of them.
Were they down low?
Yes.
Did they have a woman?
Yes.
So you did
still
not
do
feel
now.
Did. And they still do.
They still have a woman
did,
now.
Did anybody find out?
No.
So do you feel guilty about stuff like that?
No.
You don't feel guilty?
No.
Why?
I don't regret things in my life. I think, you know, it's
less. But what about those women that don't know?
They need to know. I'm sure they've had signs on their own. I mean, you have to have signs as a woman.
What kind of signs do you think we could see?
I want to say if he's too clean cut, but he's more into himself than you.
Pretty
than
boys.
You.
I never liked pretty boys. Just,
I mean, it's okay to be groomed. And, you know, I think Odell Beckham is a very, you know, pretty boy. Mm-hmm. He's very groomed and, you know, collected to keep himself together. But, you know, he has his masculinity there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, when they're into themselves more than you and they, like, have all these stylists coming in and out and they, you would know signs. I help my girlfriends out here and there sometimes. I tell them. They're like, Malik, is he gay?
But now,
well,
back to the beard. So can it be lucrative to be a beard? So it's like, I could be your girlfriend.
Okay.
And you don't want to be known. And I can be quiet, and as long as I can go to Neiman Marcus and sex.
Right.
Is it a lot of that going on?
No, it's not really.
I would take the job if you know somebody.
You would take the job to be some beer for clothes and fashion?
Call me if you know somebody that needs that.
I'm sure some men out there need some beards. Sure, that's a new job. You heard it? I wish I would have took it up. So funny. I can't. Yeah.
All right. So fashion.
Fashion is my, I'm actually going to invest in a capsule line for men. Everything's for men. Men need it. Women have enough things. Y'all have enough. It's a store in every corner for y'all.
Okay.
So a 7-piece capsule line for men is going to come out. I think they're in the fall. We're going to test it with some samples and see how it does. The skincare line and new music. The first season didn't show me on the show as an artist, but I've been an artist since I was 10. I've always had a passion for, you know, for music, but it just fashion took over my life and paid my bills. So I always put it on the back burner.
What about your sound? Is it more my rapping sound is, or
it's R&B pop.
Okay.
It's very, you know, the Chris Brown and Omarion. I'm a dancer. I love to dance.
Okay,
so you're going to hear a lot of dance music, a lot of 808s bumping.
Can you sing for me right now? I will put you on the spot. Don't come over here.
Second season. You got to wait for it.
Okay.
Gotta give people something to wait for.
So this is your first interview, in L.A.
Yes, I love it.
So are we going to get the first one when you get your music out there?
Yes, you're going to get my single. Yeah, you're going to get it first. I'm going to send it to you guys.
All right.
And I'm coming back to see y'all.
I appreciate this, Malik. Tell everyone where to find you.
Find me at MalikWilliams_ on Instagram and MalikWilliams_ on Twitter.
Okay. And yes. I am Miss Conversation Piece. Any kind of like tidbits you can give us about the season, the reunion? Give me a little something.
It's the drama's coming up.
Okay.
The drama's coming up between me and Jeffrey. The drama's coming. You know, it's been all peace and love, and I want you back, all that. So the drama's going to kick in the next over the couple of weeks of me and him going back and forth. And you're going to see, we're going to end up together in the end of the season. You're going to see. And at the reunion.
All right. Well, you heard it here first on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much for tuning in to Spotlight On. I'm your host once again, Miss Conversation Piece. Follow me on Conversation, PIECE, on Instagram. Also, follow me on Twitter, Miss Convo Piece. And thank you so much, Malik.
Thank you so much. You're the best.
You're the best.
You're so comfortable.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.